It's Marketplace Tech for October 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Jack Dorsey isn't wasting any time as Twitter's new official CEO. First, the announcement of the company's Moments tab, and this week, news the mobile platform would be cutting 8% of its workforce. Lindsay Turrentine is at CNET. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm great, Ben. Thanks.
All right. Let's talk turkey about Twitter.
Okay, let's talk about the little blue bird.
The news about the little blue bird is not great. A certain number of employees have been laid off from the company. We've heard rumors about this for a little while, and it's part of Jack Dorsey's plan to essentially downsize and make the company more efficient.
That's right. New old CEO Jack Dorsey back after 7 years. It's his first major business move. He's laying off 8% of the workforce, which adds up to about 330-something employees. And my guess is that a lot of these employees are going to be engineers, and a lot of them are going to be snapped right up.
Is there a way that these layoffs might impact the way that we interact with Twitter or what we see in our feeds?
One big change actually showed up recently. Twitter recently launched a section called Moments, which is curated news and snippets of video. This has already been rolled out. I assume a lot of the engineers have been busy working on Moments. Now that that's out, I think that Twitter can take a breath and say, okay, what's coming next? Jack Dorsey says that the job cuts will make the whole organization faster and nimbler. So he's sort of suggesting that if you get the right number of engineers, the organization will be able to change more quickly and adapt more quickly. But of course, he's going to say that, and he has to say that.
How do these changes at Twitter fit into the bigger picture of what is going on in Silicon Valley right now?
I think that this is a little bit of a bellwether. There has been a lot of froth and a lot of excitement about startups in Silicon Valley and also in San Francisco, maybe even more specifically in San Francisco. And I think that we're ending that run. I'm not going to go talk about bubbles bursting, but I am going to say we're not doing the B word. But I think this is the beginning of a little bit of a cooling off. And I have long thought that Twitter is the bellwether for that.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Slack. Ever heard of it? If you struggle to cut the office communication cord throughout the day, you probably have. Email killer, the next generation of chat. This tech company founded just 2 years ago is called many things, but its ability to let you talk to people or groups in real time and share media files has been popular and been compared to the software suite of Microsoft. Stuart Butterfield is the CEO, and he's slacking on the radio with me today. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Ben.
So you guys are doing pretty well. You're valued at $2.8 billion, I think, last time I checked. In the beginning, your customers were, I think, probably mostly tech startups, right? And now Fortune 500 companies are using Slack. Does that change how Slack does what it does or what you're thinking about?
It does change what we're thinking about. I mean, we definitely have to put in a lot of effort to make it work better for much larger groups. When we first started working on it, there was a team of 8. And after the first 3 months or so, we had developed the perfect internal communication software for exactly 8 people. And it took us a little while to figure out how that broke down at 50 people and how it broke down at 100 people. But we've also been talking to, at this point, literally thousands of customers, everyone from like the 5-person graphic design agency in Omaha to, as you mentioned, some of the biggest companies in the world.
Have any companies done something specific with Slack that have sort of surprised you?
There's all kinds of little ones. So mostly the kind of information that they post into the channels, whether that's the election results as they're coming in so that all of the journalists covering an election have the latest stats, or in a shipping and logistics company, new deliveries at the warehouse. It's not surprising in the sense that we could never have imagined any of those things, but it is surprising in the sense of just, you know, the range of possible types of information that people need to distribute and be aware of on a day-to-day basis across different industries.
Are you Microsoft Excel or Lotus 1-2-3?
We hope for Excel in that analogy.
We've mentioned Microsoft a couple of times here. Have they tried to buy you?
guess it depends on how you define try to buy, but I'm sure that there's some strategic interest.
Would there be a scenario in which you would consider selling to a company, or are you staying away from that right now?
We are staying away from that right now. There's four co-founders here, all of whom were on the original Flickr team, and so all of whom went to Yahoo when Yahoo acquired Flickr in 2005 and worked through that for several years. So we feel like we've done that already. I think we're also conscious that we're not going to get an opportunity of this magnitude again, you know, over the course of our lives. And so it's fun to work on it, and we'd like to see how far we can take it.
What's your biggest fear?
To be honest, it's
about the future of your company.
It's the people. You know, we were at Christmas time. We were last Christmas, 80 people. Now it's 250, and that's obviously a lot of growth. That means we end up on teams that were two people and now are eight people, but 75% of that team has been at the company for less than 90 days. And it's really difficult to preserve both the understanding of the mission and what we're doing, preservation of the culture, but also just to try to maintain the same level of productivity or efficiency, because as we grow, every process we develop becomes obsoleted within 45 days of getting it nice and smooth. So it's hard to grow this fast.
Stuart Butterfield, he's the co-founder and CEO of Slack. Stuart, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, one of the things Slack is known for is so-called Easter eggs, hidden tricks in its software that you have to find to use. Stuart told us one. You can find that and more on facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.